John, fine margins in cricket sometimes. If you'd managed to get a win today, you would have had a home quarter final. As it is, a rained off point and you go out of the competition, unfortunately.
Yeah, if Yorkshire don't manage to improve on their current position, which doesn't look too healthy at the moment, yeah, it looks like we'll be out of it.
The weather forecast suggested we'd have a different kind of day, at least cricket up until about 8 o'clock, but the rain came in around about lunchtime and it leads to a day of frustrations.
Yeah, it has been a frustrating day. As you say, the weather forecast didn't suggest that we were going to get the stuff during the afternoon. But, I mean, ultimately, that probably wouldn't have affected the result. We wouldn't have got enough overs in to make a game. So, unfortunately, that for us, that means the competition's come to an end.
Yeah. You're actually heading back to the northeast tonight before a long journey down to Taunton on Wednesday.
Yep, we'll get back tonight, probably around about midnight. And then we'll set off early on Wednesday morning.
Still in two competitions, though, aren't you? Still unbeaten in the county championship. You've got through to the quarterfinals of the T20.
Yep, so, I mean, that's something to feel good about, but at the moment doesn't feel too good because we've just gone out of one of them. So right at the moment, can't really think too much about the two that we're in.
But we've got to look ahead to the game at Taunton. You are unbeaten, and the Somerset have only lost the one game, actually. That was recently to Middlesex. It's quite tight at the top. You're just 13 points behind Middlesex going into this one. You still have a game in hand.
Yeah, the groups have been tied in every competition pretty much this year, so the county championship is no different. As you say, pretty tight at the top, but pretty tight right through the middle. There's six or seven sides, I would say, probably still fancy their chances of getting up and making an impact on the top of the table. So every game is crucial, which is a bit of a cliche, I suppose, but maybe more so this year with it being so congested.
After the win against Lancashire 2 weeks ago, and we saw Adam Hickey making his debut in that one, are we likely to see Adam again, for instance? You've obviously got one or two injury worries at the moment as well. Mark Wood appears not to be available again. Paul Collingwood's got a bit of a calf issue going on.
I'm sure Adam will be in the squad. I think we probably need to have a look at the Taunton pitch when we get down there before we decide what the final 11 will be. Paul will give it as long as we can before we have to make a decision on that, because obviously he's a crucial part of the side. And we're pretty optimistic that Mark Wood will be available.
The ground where you tasted victory last year, as Paul rolled back the years, didn't he? I think you got a 5 for under century, which he hadn't done for a long, long time.
Yeah, we've had some decent games of cricket there and some reasonable results as well. I think we started the season there last year. I think it was a good game of cricket, actually. We played pretty well throughout. So, some good memories, but really it's not too relevant. It's about what we do this week.
Yeah. And finally, a couple of crucial weeks coming up, because on the back of the Taunton game in the county championship, you have to go to Bristol in the T20, and then looming on the horizon after that is a really tough match, isn't it? It's the big game coming up on the horizon at Lords, where Middlesex are waiting and they're unbeaten at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think at the moment we're just thinking about the Somerset game. As you say, there's a quarter final the following week, but right now we won't give that too much consideration. We'll just make sure we get the right result during the 4 days at Taunton.